what we've done is design a vaccine that targets the two key proteins that build up in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's, but also these proteins are known to cause other forms of dementia, including, you know, repetitive head injuries in athletes. They get a build-up of one of these proteins called tau as well. So hopefully it will be applicable to multiple different forms of dementia, not just to strictly to Alzheimer's disease, but obviously that needs to be tested. The way the vaccine works is that it induces antibodies that are able to recognise these abnormal proteins in the brain, and so they basically pull those proteins out of the brain, and those proteins are then broken down by the body. So essentially it's clearing the these abnormal proteins out of the brain.
Professor Petrovsky, in case of Alzheimer's, according to reports, this could probably be used as a preventative, or if there's early stages of Alzheimer's, it might be able to reverse the effect. Could you explain a little bit more how this vaccine actually works?
Alzheimer's is caused by a build-up of these two proteins, A beta and tau, in the brain. So if you have the vaccine when you're perfectly healthy, the idea is that you'll have antibodies there that, if these proteins do start to accumulate, the antibodies will remove the proteins. So in that way, it works as a preventative vaccine. But also, if you already are starting to develop Alzheimer's and you already have deposits of these abnormal proteins in the brain, then the antibodies that are induced by the vaccine should help to break down these proteins and remove them, and so that should then result in some reversal of the Alzheimer's. But obviously, if the Alzheimer's is very severe, then that means that the brain cells themselves have died, and at that point the vaccine is not going to work. So if it's going to work, it will be only in people who are healthy or people who have very early Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, because that was going to be my follow-up question, because in some case of Alzheimer's, I suppose the brain even shrinks, and
yes,
perhaps...
At that point, it would be too late for this vaccine to work. You would need technologies like stem cells to replace the lost brain matter. So the vaccine is really designed for early or even before the development of Alzheimer's.
Now, Professor Petrovsky, this is still in trial stage, right? So when
Yes.
can we expect a vaccine to actually come in the market?
So, well, certainly not within the next 5 years. Clinical trials take quite a long time, and so to actually get a vaccine approved and on the market, we would, at the earliest, it would be 5 to 7 years from now. So we're currently actually preparing for the clinical trials. That preparation stage takes about 2 years to get permission to do the human trials. And so that's what we're currently doing right now.
So currently you've done the research on mice, is it?
That's right. So we've developed the vaccine, we've tested it in mice, we've tested it on human brain samples, and we're now preparing the manufacturing and getting the vaccine ready to get approval to do the initial human trials.
And also, because there are hundreds of thousands of Alzheimer's patients in Australia and perhaps millions around the world,
yes.
How hopeful are you of, you know, this vaccine really being successful? I mean, I know it's your research, because people would be really awaiting a breakthrough in this area.
Well, clearly we hope this vaccine is successful. But until we've done the human clinical trials, you know, we know that previous vaccines have been promising, but they've been tested in humans and they've failed. So we know it's not going to be easy, but we believe currently that this is the best candidate But until it's been tested in humans, we can't promise that it's going to work. That's why we have to do the clinical trials.
And just one last question, Professor Petrovsky, that are there any known causes for Alzheimer's, or it's just a matter of chance?
So there are known causes. So families who have a mutation in a lipoprotein called apolipoprotein E, we know that those people have a significantly elevated risk of developing early onset dementia. So there are genetic risks that we know accelerate or increase the risk of dementia. We also know that people with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, have an increased risk of developing dementia. So there are a number of other diseases which increase your risk. And obviously things like multiple head trauma also can induce early onset dementia. So there are a range of known causes that will accelerate the process.
But you can get it even if you don't have any of these causes. So these are some
That's
of the known.
Correct. Yeah. So the older you are, these proteins can build up over time. So the older people are, the more likely they are to get an abnormal build-up of these proteins. For some people, of course, they can get to 90 or 100 and not have too much of these proteins develop. But the more people in the population, are over the age of 80, the more dementia we're going to see.
Professor Petrovsky, thank you so much for taking our time and speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure.